Hey Emily, it's Kay. How are you? I'm all right. I just wanted to know if you'd pass on a message to Vanessa for me. I just wanted you guys to know I'm glad I've in situations of a budgie passing. I'd prefer to deal with Pet Angel because they're so much better than Pets in Peace. I got a text message to say that he was in their care. I've had a phone call today and everything's been arranged. I just wanted, I know you guys, but I just know that you'd probably prefer to hear feedback from people who have experienced their service. And I just feel, I mean, nothing wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Pets in Peace. I'm just saying that you notice the change post. So I just wanted to reiterate that because so Tessie's coming home Friday week only because I work, you know, the Tuesday to Thursday, so we worked out a date, but everything was sorted, and to be honest, I will say it was just like what Pets in Peace was like when it was family owned. So I just wanted to give you that feedback for, you know, your. Well, you know, the crazy and thing is at the dinner on Friday night, you know, I was talking to Naomi and oh, fuck. Oh, sorry. I just said, touch my head, I won't have to do this anytime soon, and she was talking about Pet Angel in relation to her experience, and I said, you know, and I said to her, you know, when and it happens again for me, I will be going down that road. And I said, touch wood, and I touched my head. I said, it won't happen anytime soon, and but it did, because you just don't know what's going to happen. So I just wanted to give you that. Well, yes, and it's not knocking Pets in Peace. There's just a difference. There's just that difference of personal touch. That's all I can put it down to. Compassion, yes, and actually, someone on the other end of the line understanding, and you're not just a number who's lost someone. And yeah, it's a, and it's found in. It does get found out big time in businesses whereby if something happens and it's all basically, if for want of a better word, corporate. So I just wanted to give you that feedback and about Pet Angel. Pass it on to Ness. And I know she and you guys have that relationship with those with them. So Gotcha. Well, And I know you said to me on when I rocked up with Tezzy, you know, you were going to make the call. They mightn't contact you this Arvo because of the time frame it was. Totally understand that. The next morning after collection from you guys, I got a text and said, we will be in contact tomorrow. And they were. Well, it's just a basic, you know what? It's such a basic thing. It really is such a basic thing, communication, so all points of contact know what's going on, especially when there's a passing. It's very delicate anyway, I just wanted to provide you that feedback for you to pass on, or whether you're in contact with these guys when with a relationship manager or whatever, but I actually hope it just stays a family owned business because personalized service is few and far between nowadays. Oh, I will. I will be doing that. Yep. Yeah. But I will be leaving a Google review after my experience. I will leave my Google review after Tezzy comes home. Oh no, not jumping the gun. No, I will leave my review in relation to my experience. And I know Naomi had her own experience which was positive in a sad situation. So over her guinea pig. So I think it's very important that they know this should remain as a family-owned business and provide that personal touch because it's few and far between in many industries. But all right. I'll let you go. I can hear Teals. Yeah. I'll be back on Saturday and with the Teals and I'll chat to Vanessa then, but if you could just pass on my okay. Thanks Em. Thank you. You look after yourself and I'll chat to you later, okay? Okay. Bye, Em.